some thoughts about games here for the next few moments. When Hurricane Sandy hit and there was all the talk of the devastation on the New Jersey shore, I was really worried about this little place I've gone with my kids for the last few years, the Pinball Museum in Asbury Park, New Jersey. It's an old-style brick-and-mortar arcade with games dating back to the early 60s, even older. Were they all destroyed? I was worried. The place was right on the boardwalk in Asbury Park. But no worries. The museum survived and is back in business. It takes more than a hurricane to stop pinball fanatics. And despite the decline of arcades in the Xbox, PlayStation, Wii world we live in, and unlike your cannon-blasting spacecraft in the game of asteroids, pinball cannot be destroyed, apparently. Joining us, John Ehrlich, pinball machine collector and owner of Reciprocal Skateboards in Manhattan's East Village. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
So there's something of an aftermarket, a kind of a renaissance of pinball going on, even as the brick-and-mortar arcades are dying. I was even surprised to know that there were any. That one in Asbury Park is a you know, museum piece itself.
Oh, yeah. They have games dating back to the 20s, the 30s, but they made it through the hurricane. They survived. They were closed for a few weeks for cleanup, but they did okay.
So who plays pinball today and where?
Well, I'd say everybody plays pinball. We get people from the ages of 3 to 93 coming in the shop. I mean, we're one of the only places in Manhattan where you can play 9 perfectly working pinball machines. And that's because operators don't want to go through the hassle of fixing them anymore. They break. They have hundreds of moving mechanisms. And it's a labor of love. And if it's not making enough money for the operator, they have no interest in putting them in bars and putting them out to the public where people can enjoy them. They're sitting in collectors' basements and they get a few plays a year if they're lucky.
And what is the market like for used pinball machines and the sort of interest, the general interest among people of particular machines and styles from the past?
Well, it's a very thin market for sure. I mean, you don't see the type of collecting that you would see in, say, collectible cars or things like that nature, because there's a very specific skill set to repair them. If you have a machine and you don't know how to fix it, you know, you're under the stress of having to get a repairman for much money to come to your house and make sure it keeps running so your kids can play it. But to answer your question, there's a resurging market. There's definitely, you know, we saw it die. It was illegal from the 40s up until about 1976 when Roger Sharp got it re-legalized. Mayor LaGuardia had thought that it was stealing money from kids and that it was a gambling device. And you found that once it became legalized and shown to be a game of skill, there's more skill to pinball than there can ever be to playing Black Ops on your Xbox. You know, you got a tactile device in a cabinet, and you can control it. You can control your own fate, and it's a beautiful thing.
Now, here's the ideology. It's like, forget the video games. Pinball is tangible. It's part of the real world.
Sure.
And do you play video games?
I played video games when I was growing up. I played the classics like Centipede and Pac-Man and all the ones that people can remember from their childhood. But I pretty much gave up on it once the Nintendo had come and gone.
Does pinball have a sense of nostalgia to it, the sense of sort of physical tangibility to it that video games can't match?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, video games are a program. I mean, the chances of you replicating the same thing in a video game, while it's unlikely, it's possible. But a pinball game, you could never have the same game twice. There's too many variables. You're working against physics and gravity, and it takes you out of life. It's when you go to see a great movie and you forget where you are for 2 hours. That's the feeling pinball always gave to me. So I just
sell it, baby.
It's the truth. If you go and play one game anywhere, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
What was the golden age of pinball? What year, pinball year, would you put yourself back in if you could take a time machine back?
There definitely would be two schools of thought on that. Some people would say the 60s Stern games and the Gottliebs were the best games of all time. But those games were electromechanical games. There was no solid state circuitry, no ramps, no like really intricate devices on the games. For me, being 39 years old, the real heyday for pinball was the 90s, like early 90s when Williams and Bally were making games. Right. Every game they made was great.
Dream on. John Ehrlich, pinball machine collector and owner of Reciprocal Skateboards in Manhattan's East Village.